Barbara, then that's a cue for you.
I think I'm kind of coming down on Michael's side of the fence, I think, actually. That going back to the training, the inspiration and ideas, but something which kind of made me sit up and take notice a few years ago is when somebody pointed out that over 60% of the vocations that our primary school children will be going into when they leave school don't yet exist because technology is going so rapidly. So I think the new curriculum with that focus on key transferable skills and the skills-based curricula which are coming out, with history as a definitely one of the most valuable ways of practicing those skills and opening up those skills of debate and discernment and understanding what's gone on before, we need to give the children the skills, the transferable skills of curiosity, love of learning, that history gives them, that they can use then later on, because we don't know what they will be doing and what they will need. So whatever it is that we want them to come out with, when you look at the learning objectives and the skills that you want them to have, which bits of history will give them that rather than...
But do you think that's more important than actually to have the skill set, you know, I mean, is it needed, you know, that someone needs to say to you, our prescription consists of making sure kids come out of primary school knowing what an argument is and how to do it and what the role of evidence, or do you think it's more important that they know who William the Conqueror is, or Boudicca?
They're going to have something to light their fire under what an argument is. And I think history is one of the most effective ways to light a fire and capture imagination. Okay. But I think if we want them to come out as discerning and able to spot the bullshit, then yes, I think the skill set is important.